Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Cochrane Reviews examine the evidence for a wide variety of interventions, with the aim of helping people to make well-informed choices about therapies. In a new review from February 2015, Bonnie Meekhams from the University of Leeds in the UK and colleagues have looked at dance movement therapy for depression. Bonnie tells us more about the need for the review and what they found.
Depression affects a staggering 350 million people worldwide. It impacts on people's quality of life, work, relationships, and physical health. The most commonly prescribed treatments are medication and talking therapies, but there are problems with each of these. Medication may have unwanted side effects, and some people simply don't like taking pills and would rather try more natural methods. Talking therapies, on the other hand, may not be easy for some people. They might find it difficult to put personal problems into words, or the language used may not be their own. Dance movement therapy, or DMT, which is also sometimes called by other names, including dance movement psychotherapy, is a form of psychotherapy which acknowledges that actions speak louder than words. The dance movement therapist focuses on helping individuals and groups to explore movement for self-understanding and to try out different movements, such as dancing with a spring in one step and in rhythmic synchrony with other group members, then discussing how this felt. We already know that exercise has positive benefits for people who are depressed. DMT might be assumed to have similar benefits, but with additional ingredients associated with the psychotherapy elements, and so we wanted to explore its effectiveness for the treatment of depression. The main outcome we were interested in was depression itself, as measured by a valid and reliable measure. But we also looked at dropout rates as an indication of treatment acceptability, quality of life, social functioning, and self-esteem. We found just three studies, with a total of 147 participants, which met our inclusion criteria. Two of adults, men and women, and one of adolescents, females only. Unfortunately, the small number of studies and the low methodological quality of some of them meant that we weren't able to draw firm conclusions. For example, the one low-quality study in adolescents suggests that DMT is no more effective than standard care for young people. We did find some evidence to suggest that DMT is more effective than standard care for adults, but the size of the benefit was not clinically significant. The studies also varied on whether they reported the other outcomes. There was no reliable effect in either direction for quality of life or self-esteem. The one study that reported dropout rates found that these were not significant. We did see a large positive effect for social functioning, but again, this was from a single study, and we cannot draw any firm conclusions about how effective DMT is for social functioning or how acceptable this is as a form of treatment. Looking to the future, any studies of DMT for depression need ideally to be of high methodological quality, comparing DMT with other treatments for depression, and include economic analyses. If such studies are done, we hope that we will be able to make more confident statements about whether or not this treatment is effective when we update this review.
If you would like to read about the three studies in Bonnie's review and find out more about dance movement therapy, you can find the full version in the Cochrane Library. Go to cochranelibrary.com and run a search for DMT and depression.